Glynis Jenkins Hughes, the Welsh girl from the Rhondda Valley, who had arrived in America 54 years ago as a GI bride. Come to these shores to join her GI husband, Richard Hughes, and bringing with her their small son, Owen, conceived and born in England when Richard had been stationed there in the Second World War. And she's been as much a mother to me as she has to Dad, Evan decided, leaning back in the chair. Gran always there for them, always laughing, her warmth and love so abundant. Evan's own mother had been ill for as long as Evan could remember, and still was, a manic depressive living in a world of her own, out of reality, out of their lives in a certain sense. One day, many years ago, Gran had come up to Connecticut from New York City and taken over. Gran had spent several years taking care of Evan and her two sisters, Elaine and Anne Harrod. She had been full of robust energy and goodwill, wanting only to share her joy in living with them and their father, her only child. Which she did so profoundly, Evan thought. And she is the best part of me. She made me what I am. Evan glanced toward her grandmother, and a smile broke across her face when she saw that Glynis was awake.
"Where's Owen?"
Glynis murmured. "Dad's on his way. He's probably caught in traffic."
"Leave here,"
Glynis instructed hoarsely. "I can't leave you alone, Gran," Evan protested. She frowned and added, "I want to be here to take care of you, and so does Dad."
"Leave New York. That's what I meant. You're 26. Should be out. In the world."
Glynis's voice trailed off wearily. And she sighed. Evan leaned closer to her grandmother. "I'm happy here. I love my job at Saks. And anyway, I want to be near you."
"I'm dying."
"Don't say that, Gran. You're going to get better. I know you are."
"Old," Glynis whispered. "Too old now."
"No, you're not. You're only 79. That's not old these days," Evan protested. Glynis sighed, and her heart clenched. It was unbearable for her to see her granddaughter's pain.
"My one true love," she thought. "Well, there was the other, but that was so long ago it doesn't matter anymore. Evan was always mine, like my own daughter, the daughter I never had with Richard. Dearest, dearest Richard, the truest husband a woman could ever want. Such a good man, the best man I ever knew, the right man to spend a lifetime with after all. So much to say to Evan, so little time left. I must get my thoughts unscrambled, get them straight. I should have told her before."
She gazed at her granddaughter. A sudden radiance flooded her wrinkled face.
"I was thinking of your grandfather, Evan. Such a good man, Richard Hughes. We loved him too, Grandma. Do you think he's waiting for me? Do you believe in an afterlife, Evan? Is there a heaven, do you think?"
"I don't know, Gran. I hope so, I really do. I think perhaps there is. Don't weep for me, Evan. I've had a good life. Sad at times. Painful too. But I've enjoyed it all. There's always the bad along with the good."
Glynis drifted off, lost in her thoughts. Evan bent closer, touching Glynis's cheek very gently.
"I'm here, Grandma."
"I know, dear," Glynis sighed.
Evan said,
"Dad'll be here any minute now."
"I loved him too much,"
Glynis muttered suddenly. "You can never love a child too much. You said that yourself, Gran."
"Did I?"
"Yes, long ago, to me, when I was a little girl."
"I don't remember."
"Evan?"
"Yes, Gran."
"Go to Emma."
"Emma?
Who's Emma?"
"Emma Hart, in London. She has the key to your future."
"Oh, Evan."
Glynis stopped speaking abruptly, stared at her granddaughter with enormous intensity, as though committing her face to memory, and then she closed her eyes. A long, fluttering sigh rippled through her before she lay absolutely still.
"Gran?"
Evan said in a low, insistent tone.
"Gran?"
There was no response, not even the flicker of an eyelash. Evan glanced down at their hands clasped together on top of the sheet, and she saw that her grandmother's hand had gone slack in hers. She felt her throat closing. Her eyes welled. Gran's gone, Evan thought. Gone to another place. She's out of her pain and suffering. At peace. Evan hoped that there was a heaven, and that her grandfather was waiting there for her beloved Gran. Bending forward, Evan kissed Glynis's still warm cheek. The tears spilled out of her eyes and slid down her face. So distraught was she that Evan did not hear her father come into the room. It was only when she felt his hand resting lightly on her shoulder that she became aware of his presence. "She's gone?" Owen asked, a catch in his voice.
"Yes, Dad, but only a second ago."
Evan turned to her father. When she saw the tears in his blue eyes, the anguish on his face, she stepped into his arms, wanting to comfort him and needing his comfort in return. They clung together for a few seconds. Finally, Owen said, "I tried to get here before she died."
"I know, Dad. And Gran knew that, too."
"Did she have any last word for me?"
"She said she loved you too much."
Her father was silent. A moment later, he released Evan and went to sit beside his mother. Evan, watching him, concerned for him, did not think of her grandmother's last words to her. When she did, she was baffled. And sometime later, she went to London to find Emma Hart, to find her future.